Hey, Adrian.
So talk us through this ruling, if you will. The justices got into some economics of regulation here, right?
Well, yeah, all regulations that come out of the government have to go through a cost versus benefit analysis. And in this case, the court ruled that the EPA gave no thought at all to the cost in the initial phase of the regulatory process. Now, initial is the key here. I mean, later on in the process, the EPA did estimate that the cost to the industry would be $9.6 billion. Now, that was far outweighed by the health benefits, according to the agency, which it estimated at $37 to $90 billion. Still, the court today ruled that the agency's process did not pass legal muster, and therefore it has to go back to the appellate court.
So what's the takeaway from this ruling for power plants?
Perhaps not much. Legally, the Supreme Court sent this case back, which means the court has to decide whether to keep the regulation in place or to halt it, and the EPA, in the meantime, has to rewrite these rules. That's kind of the Washington part of it, right? But already, 70% of coal-fired power plants in the real world, and we're talking about coal plants, have already made investments to comply with this mercury rule because it's already in place. I spoke just now with analyst Ethan Zindler at Bloomberg New Energy Finance, and he says maybe 3, maybe 5% of coal plants could get a reprieve under this ruling. But looking forward, the outlook for the oldest, least efficient plants, he says, is clear.
The long-term economics aren't really changing for those plants, which is that if they are inefficient, they are going to have trouble competing with natural gas, which is much less expensive. So inevitably, they can't outrun the fundamental economics that are chasing them.
And this, Adrian, gets to the impact of the natural gas fracking boom, which, as we all know, is creating a lot of low-price fuel for power plants.
So all of this comes as we're expecting new EPA regulations that would limit greenhouse gas emissions from existing power plants. How is today's ruling going to impact those regulations?
Right. And what you're talking about is something that's at the center of the president's climate change, long-term climate plan. The reaction seems split. On one hand, today's smackdown of the EPA, and that's what it is, it concerns a different part of the law than the climate rules. So perhaps the lawyerly reaction seems to be that there's a minimal effect on this coming climate rule. On the other hand, a different observer told me that this is a message to the EPA that the five key justices on the Supreme Court will be watching the agency very closely and analyzing critically anything the EPA issues.
Marketplace's Scott Tong, thanks so much.
Okay, you're welcome.